The following podcast contains coarse language, adult themes, and major plot spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
What is the secret Dwayne is hiding in the basket?
What's in the basket? Easter eggs?
What's in the basket?
Clothes.
What's in the basket?
Nothing.
What's in the basket?
I found it.
What's in the basket?
Open it, if you dare. Basket case.
G'day everyone, this is B-Jamine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome back to the latest episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-hosts and I do an audio commentary for the wonderful, weird, wacky, bizarre, cult or bad films that are currently on the streaming service 2B. And of course, as one of our co-hosts, Batch, would say, we are the number one 2B-related podcast on the internet. Yes. And with me, of course, is my co-host, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you, Bead?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Still in lockdown mode, but as of yesterday, restrictions have gone down a little bit, which is good. So, and the numbers have gone down even more so in terms of cases. So if everything goes well over the next 2 weeks of this recording, we could be actually be visiting each other again at our own homes.
We may be able to. We'll see how it all goes.
Exactly. Unfortunately, our regular co-host, Mike Batchelor, wasn't able to join us for this episode due to injury, but we wish him the best, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery, and that he'll be back on the show very soon. He'll have to, because the next episode is his pick, so he has to be there for it. However, we have brought in someone to fill in as our co-host for this episode. And is a person that you and I are friends with in real life, Marcy. Yes. And she has been a honorary co-host of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, because she also filled in the batch on episode 2. And that, of course, is our good friend Haley. Hello, Haley.
Hello, guys. How are you today? This evening, I should say.
We're doing as well as we can.
Indeed. And how have you been going, Haley?
Forgetting what time it is, don't knowing what day anymore.
Nope.
But, you know, with the easing of restrictions, I finally get to go back to work, so I'm excited.
Awesome. And I'm really happy for that, because that means you finally get out of the house and, you know, and not have to feel like you're just stuck at home all day.
Correct.
Although it hasn't been too bad, though, because like Marcy and I, you have been doing a 31 Days of Horror as well, and been watching horror movies every day, which would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have. And I've also been, you know, pushing myself out of my comfort zone and trying new movies.
Indeed. We'll see how far with tonight's movie for 2B Tuesdays, whether that'll be a good thing or bad thing, because we don't know how you'll react to this movie, because with tonight's movie we're doing is Marcy's pick. And Marcy, what movie have you chosen for this episode of 2B Tuesdays?
Okay, so I floated around several ideas for my pick, but ultimately I decided to go with A Basket Case from 1982. Now, Basket Case is by no means a good movie, but it's an in that shit insane movie that's, you just kind of have to see it to believe it, because it is that weird, and just that weird. I don't even know how I described the damn movie. For those reasons, I chose Basket Case, and I'm pretty sure I saw this like in high school or just out of high school around about that time, and I was like, the fuck am I watching? So, yeah.
Indeed, and I know I watched this movie for the first time like a couple of years ago for my 31 Days of Horror 1 year, and I just, as soon as after I watched it, I just knew that this movie was hilariously bad.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely is without a doubt a cult film, and it has quite the following. But for me personally, yeah, it was just so bad, it was hilarious.
yeah, it really doesn't make that much sense, and you just kind of have to roll with it, so...
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why we brought our friend Haley on to be subjected to it, so she could understand the madness of this movie.
So I can join the craziness that is this movie.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
By the
Indeed.
Sound of it, it sounds like a wild ride.
Indeed. And so if we... And if this movie...
Buckle up and get ready to go?
Yep.
Indeed. And if this movie, and if Haley somewhat enjoys this movie on a so bad, it's a good level, we might end up doing the sequels as well. But we'll get the show rolling right ahead. So we're going to be watching this film on Tubi. So for our listeners out there who have listened to previous episodes of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Firstly, how dare you? Secondly, exactly. Go on.
The only way, we're going to be watching this film on Tubi, so if you have a Tubi account, go straight there and find Basket Case, and we're going to be playing the movie from the very start. So we're going to be counting down from five, and once I say go, that's when you play the movie. However, though, as we sort of stated in the last, since the very beginning of Tubi Tuesdays, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads from time to time during the film. So when the ads do pop up on our copy of the film, we will let you, the audience, know. So that way you can just pause the movie while the ad is on. And then once we let you know that the movie is back on, you can just press play and continue on from there. Like if you're not watching it on Tubi. But knowing our luck with Tubi, they do tend to play ads at multiple times at unexpected moments, even if we're watching it the same copy from... different locations,
yeah.
But we make the best of most of it. But I'm pretty sure this film will be, this commentary will still be fun, even if you don't have to necessarily watch the movie. But I do recommend watching it beforehand, just in case, if you don't want to experience the madness of the ads of this commentary. But but for our listeners who are definitely up for the challenge, we'll get right to it. So we've got the movie ready to go.
Yep.
So... I'll be counting us down from five and then play the movie when I say go. So five, four, three, two, one, go.
And we're off. This film is from the collections of the Museum of Modern Art.
So this movie technically is a piece of art.
This film was preserved by the Museum of Modern Art with support from the Celeste Bartos Preservation Fund.
So this movie needed to be preserved.
It needed to be preserved. I'm just here going, why exactly?
A movie called Basket Case.
I'd have to adjust the volume of it just slightly. Might be too loud.
That's all right. This is Tubi Tuesday, so we're allowed to have at least a little volume so we know exactly what's going
on. Yeah.
So low budget. Like, that's the thing, though. You watch this movie, and within the span of a minute, you can obviously tell that this movie probably cost about $5 to make.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
That dude's hair.
Feed's favorite thing in every movie. His
hair. I don't
know.
I'm just obsessed with weird hair in movies. What can I say?
What about his glasses, though?
He kind of looks a little bit like Joe Dante. The director of Gremlins, for anyone who doesn't know who he is.
Look how much wood is outside that house.
Like, where is he going at that type of night? That time of night, okay.
There's no curfew. He's allowed to go out now.
Damn it, Bede. I think that's his office?
I think so.
Or his house, I don't know.
I think he's a psychiatrist, from what I remember, or a doctor.
This is Dr. Lickland.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor, you idiot.
We've traced the call. It's coming from the floor above you. Get out of the house.
It's just rats. Or is it?
Oh my gosh, they cut his clothesline. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
The least he could have done was hung his phone back up. That's a tripping hazard.
Exactly. Instead of locking up all the doors, I'm going to shut all the blinds instead. So no one sees how much of a loser I look.
Or it's the classic, if I can't see them, they can't see me.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I totally were.
Every time, man.
Every time.
Oh, God, no! No!
No!
Oh, gosh, jeez, I'm a gash.
See, this is when the clapping torch would come in handy.
I'll shoot. Get her, I'll shoot!
I know it's a small gun, but it will shoot.
Where are you shooting?
Loaded one.
I swear that's a cap gun.
Maybe it is. He wouldn't know the difference.
At least it didn't continuously shoot. It shot for the allotted time.
That was quick.
I was going to say, that is a pretty quick makeup job they did just then, but I can imagine they sort of, it's an editing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's blood from the YouTube.
New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Hey, Casio watches. Ooh, 25 cent peep show.
Back when, everything was 25 cents.
The milk, the cheese, the cigarettes.
The cars, I mean, what?
25 cents, girls!
25 cents, girls! Damn, the 80s were a good time to be alive.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Well, this is the funny thing about, New York. We all know New York is a beautiful city and all that, but back in the 70s and 80s, it was a bit known back then to be a bit of a shithole. And I apologize to all of our listeners who live in New York, but I think they can agree, it probably was at least back then.
Three kung fu movies.
Insulting it, and then be like, but we can insult it because we live here.
Ooh, pussycat. And topless.
Speaking of weird hair.
I thought that said hotel brothel.
That says Brolin.
I know.
Hotel Josh Brolin.
Wait a minute. The medium
run
over. It was suicide. He
hailed
a cab.
Yeah. I swear that is Bob Hoskins.
I'm Bob Hoskins. What are you doing here? I'm playing Mario Mario.
Yeah, a lot of movies from the 70s and 80s in New York, it just looks so scummy.
Oh, yeah.
And you just wonder, how are people walking through there?
Mm.
And, a dude just walked up to him on the street trying to sell him, every single drug under the sun.
Exactly.
As
you
do.
Mm-hmm.
I swear that is Bob Hoskins. It looks exactly like him. It's crazy.
What are you watching?
Oh, hi, Graham.
We're recording a podcast. Go away.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's awesome. That was awesome that your fiance, Graham, made an appearance on our podcast first time ever.
Just chimes in. So, what are you watching?
We're totally not watching porn.
Well,
not yet, because this movie goes out some weird direction.
Is that the basket that the basket case lives in?
Yes.
That guy is loaded. Listen to my accent. I'm crazy. Look at my hair.
And how come every single character is, totally weird?
That's New York for you in the
80s.
I swear that every motel in New York, like, every movie that's set in New York in the 70s and 80s just looks like these. Crummy, cockroach-filled, like, places that basically just used to, like, rent out for an hour for, like, escorts and that.
Yeah, that's why it could have been Hotel Brothel. Because you don't look sus having a basket with a lock on it.
Mm.
And, you know, that was the most weirdest conversation he's ever been a part of in his entire life ever.
He's probably thinking, man, what a freak.
She's more of a freak than what's in the basket.
And I'm carrying a wicker basket.
Hello. Ooh, hi, I like your hair.
Leave his poor weird 80s hair alone.
It looks like a helmet. That's what his hair looks like.
Look, he wasn't exactly making a lot of money. He appeared in this movie.
You know, I shouldn't make I shouldn't make fun of his hair. Like, if I wasn't fitting out on top, my hair would probably look like this guy if it was grown out more.
Oh, I should have done this before we started, but I have to go to the toilet, so...
Go right ahead.
Just keep watching.
This room is perfect. There's only 4 cockroaches in here.
Oh, look, a lamp with no shade.
Somebody made off with the shade part of the lamp.
Well, it's the best room in the place.
Exactly. This is the presidential suite.
Oh my god, it talks. Nothing too fancy, I hope. No, just
pizza or burgers. You know, there's plenty. There's one right across the street. Great, thanks. My brother Luigi runs it.
Are they gonna break into his room?
Not yet. I bet all those groceries only cost like 5 cents.
Been so nice instead of the $100 it costs us nowadays.
Exactly. But I think Marcy's right. I think if you carry around a basket that has like a latch and a lock on it, I think people would start getting a little suspicious. Take your time, plenty. You have all these burgers.
Yeah, they look. I knew it. Oh my god, he stole his files. Lovely sound effects.
Exactly. Now, I know the phone sex lines are around here in this phone book somewhere. This is back in the time when, you know, we needed, like, phone books to get all our numbers.
I know what a phone book is.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, there would probably be younger people out there who was like, what the hell is a phone book?
What the hell is a landline?
You mean they didn't have internet back in 1982?
Nope.
Yeah, that burger is not very appetizing.
It's
just literally just a patty and 2 pieces of bread. That's what it is.
No condiments?
Yeah, there's no lettuce or tomato or bacon or egg or cheese.
Or beetroot if you're feeling fancy.
Oh, man.
From that burger.
Oh, man. I dreamt I was in a movie called Basket Case. Oh, wait, I'm still in it.
No, I don't want to talk still about here. Back
to sleep. Oh, come on.
But it doesn't make any noise.
Well, that's the thing, though. I think in the movie, from what I remember, because it has been a while since I've seen it until now, that...
Look,
the basket case creature isn't, doesn't really talk. I think that's more because they're twins or work, and they have like this psychic connection with each other. I mean, I could be totally wrong and just misremembering all this.
And spoiling it for everybody who have not seen it.
Exactly.
If it were the case.
Exactly.
You basket case.
For Christ's sake, shut up and let me get some sleep.
I can relate to this guy. Even though I live by myself.
It's the walls, man. They talk.
New York, New York.
When the two towers were still a thing.
Yeah, that it always kind of weirds me out every time I watch like an old film before 2001, and you just still see the World Trade Center towers in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of this weird, eerie feeling.
Yeah. This is like, it's unnatural. They don't belong there anymore. Yeah. Someone go through all these movies and edit it out, please. It's too triggering.
Number seven. Hello.
Hey, weird guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this dude's lampshade too.
Hello, peeping Tom.
Oh, great. Last week you were in the dumbwaiter. This week it's keyhole.
Shh, there's somebody in there.
Well, I figured that.
You should see, he's got a roll of bills in him. Like this.
Oh, give me a break.
Carrying them around loose in his pocket.
You've got...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to stay in, like, a motel where it seems like everyone wants to rob you.
I'm going, keyhole piece. Cockroach is as big as dog. Fat sack of bones. Playing at 4 o'clock in the morning. And that crazy broad across the hall.
Why? You know, just it's a regular Tuesday in New York.
I mean...
I just need to get my hair ready. Unlock all the 20 billion watts on the door.
Well, the reason I'm bothering you is, now, I don't want you to think I go around buttoning people's business.
But I do, because that's my job.
You know, peeking through the keyhole and shit. So if you got anything of value in there, like money or something, I wouldn't leave it laying around.
Right, sure.
You know, I can't stand to see somebody get ripped off, especially without a fighting chance. My name's Casey.
Dwayne Bradley.
Nice meeting you, Dwayne Bradley. What the hell are you doing this
Don't mind me coming into your room without asking.
Hotel I came to.
Obviously a hard man to please. Where are you from?
Upstate.
Oh, first time in New York?
Yeah.
Listen, let's go for a drink sometime.
Okay, sure.
Catch you later, kid. Bye.
I'm technically 40, but... Dude, buy a belt.
And I, especially since the fashion there was the ones with the huge belt buckles.
And then afterwards, I'm going to go see Cats. On Broadway.
Don't mind me just carrying my wicked basket around.
That's the thing, though. You think, like, being that it's weird, but for... Probably a regular, everyday New Yorker, they'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
This is the least...
With my life.
Yeah, and this is like the least weird person I've seen today.
Pretty much. If they don't bother me, I won't bother them.
Exactly. H.
Yep.
Needleman, MD.
I'd go to a doctor that's called Needleman.
It's the wrong drug. I'm allergic to it.
That's terrible. Does he know you're allergic?
Well, he should. It's the second time he gave me the wrong prescription. The first time was just as bad.
Oh, my goodness. I'll be right
I'm
with
you. I mean, if you're, I'm pretty sure that if you have a doctor who is giving you the wrong medication time, I don't think... I think he should have his medical license revoked.
He would know because she, like, you know, general doctors, you know, ask for your allergies. So she would have said it from day one.
Hear that? Sounds like something grinding inside, and the carriage won't return.
It might be just more of my hair, but who knows?
Like if a mouse was caught inside. Real high pitched.
It's clear that she's gone for the Farrah Fawcett look.
I don't know anything about typewriters. I just want to see the doctor.
For a dude who's carrying around a little monster creature in his basket, like everyone else he's met in this movie is way more weirder than him.
I'm expecting someone to the typewriter this afternoon. And I just thought, I figured that was your toolbox or something.
Dr. Needleman's an old friend of
the
family.
It's a wicker basket. How's that toolbox?
I'm back.
I
can't tell you sorry about that. Had to have
that's
a drink.
Right.
But as you can see, we have hundreds of
it's thirsty work watching a movie.
So, well, just
especially one that's called Basket Case.
Oh, yeah.
I like how we're just 20 minutes in and we've had Graham actually call in on our podcast. He's stuck out for the toilet.
And a drink.
Exactly. This is why doing live audio commentaries is the best.
Yes, anything can happen and we have to keep recording.
Exactly.
Even
no
if
what.
The zombie apocalypse came.
That'd be awesome.
Better than this COVID apocalypse.
Yeah.
There's your forms, and then you can sign up to the weirdest hair in the world competition.
Like, he was just like, nah, what's don't tell him my real name. I want to surprise him. Like, no. Is he going around killing psych doctors?
Her hair looks like a wig.
In New York or...
Probably is.
Yeah.
I was going to say before, it looks like her hair's trying to go for the Farrah Fawcett look at the time.
It just does not work.
Radio City Musical? Mm.
And it's bigger than her.
Time for them?
No, I...
Oh, what about the
her hair's like one of those bobblehead dolls. Oh, like, the rest of her body is the same, but her hair's like 10 times bigger.
Why is she so angry?
Wouldn't you if you were working in a doctor's office in New York?
Because he personally offends her. Just by existing.
She's just probably jealous that she can't have hair like his.
I was going to say, it's got to be about the hair, surely.
You're next.
So, how would you like me to run your prescription today? You got a headache? Well, here is some morning after pills. But I'm not a woman. Are you sure?
Yeah. That seems to be the problem. My chest. I've got this pain and...
Well, why don't you put whatever that is down, take off your shirt...
Man, this doctor's office is an absolute mess. It's like piles. It almost looks like my storage room at the moment that I keep everything until I've packed everything away in my flat.
What's with these glasses?
It seems like everyone back then used to have really thick glasses.
Why is he taking his shirt off? What kind of doctor's office is this?
And he's all sweaty, too.
The building looks broken. That's a nice scar.
It's like grated cheese.
So, maybe it is.
What did he give you, 48 hours to live?
Well, actually, yeah.
Was he surprised?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is where the porno music kicks in. Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
I get off here tonight at 7.
Actually, I think Basket Case basically is a porno without the sex.
But I can't. How come she was mean to him and now asking him out?
I can't say I didn't try.
Just her personality?
I just want to read all these posters in this doctor's office. They're not even actual posters. Most of them just look like handwritten notes just posted on the wall.
Hey, where do you live?
I live in us.
You know, we can't text people. Why are we
I live in an imaginary street that you've never heard of before. Because I don't want you to go come and find me. Because you're a weirdo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I was supposed to take someone's pancreas out today.
Not that kind of doc.
Well, he doesn't know that. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Time for my booster.
Time to call back somebody who's already dead.
What the?
Is this a... I think this is a good... I don't know if it's a Bruce Lee film or one of the Bruce Lee knockoff movies.
I have no idea.
One of the many thousands.
And that dude is just sitting there weird in the cinema.
Did he think it was meant to be a porno cinema?
He probably thought it was. It's like, there's no naked women in this movie.
Where's the titties? I paid 25 cents for the titties.
He's barely asleep, and you're going to try to steal the basket?
I don't think I... He's only just got into the movie, too.
Well,
his reaction.
Because, you know, the basket constantly talks to him.
Well, that was easy.
Well,
that wasn't a very good lock.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's Donald Trump's hair!
Not now. Not yet.
We haven't gotten to the Republican convention yet.
It's in a wicker basket, mate. It could break out of that shit.
I think the director of this movie probably just came up with the title Basket Case and just worked the story back from there.
And this movie has two sequels.
I know. Because we need to see more further adventures of a man in his basket. Damn, this is sexy.
You're trying to call is not picking up.
Man, that phone sex operator was taking forever. No. Cutter? J. Cutter.
This is how we had to store our phone numbers before mobile phones.
This is how we looked for porn back in the day.
I mean, some people had, like, one of those phone books. Instead of one of their burglary thingies.
Have some more. No, really. I've had enough.
Nonsense. We're just beginning.
What the hell is up with the acting?
Way too old for him.
And she's like really creepy. She's not even blinking right now.
It is very creepy.
She likes him when he's drunk, but he's cute when he's sober. The fuck?
Oh, right. Who's interrupting me as I'm about to murder this dude?
Dr. Cutter speaking.
This is Needleman.
I find it very scary that all these doctors in this movie are called Needleman and Cutter.
You remember Lifflander from Glens Falls? Well, a few days ago he left a message on my answering service that I urgently get in touch with him.
So?
So today a young man comes to see me.
Why is he shouting? She can hear him.
20 years old, he's got a phony name, and nothing's wrong with him except he's from Glens Falls and he has a deep scar running down his right side.
Please, Harold, I'm in the middle of dinner.
What
and I'm about to murder someone.
I'm trying to get him, and I get no answer. And this kid says it's because Lifflander is dead. Murdered. Cut in half.
He murdered him, not me.
Sure? We saw his face get ripped off.
Even she's got, like, piles of stuff on her table. Nobody knows how to clean up in this movie.
No.
Sorry about that.
Or the importance of doctor confidentiality.
Exactly. Now, where was I being creepy before?
Ew.
This doctor looks like a skinny Dwight Yoakam.
The doctor doesn't look like a doctor and is creeping me out.
These stairs look like they could collapse at any moment.
They probably did.
How did that... Is that writing underneath the stairs? How did anyone reach there?
I don't know.
Standing on this flight of stairs, he just walked up and leaned over and wrote on the under stairs.
I know, but it's a little bit pretty dangerous.
Couldn't leave your life
did anyone care?
No, I'll be a while, but go on lock up anyway.
Okay, see you on Thursday.
Well, this is my one day of work a week. Now to go finish my job as a hair model.
Don't make fun of her hair.
It's not my fault everyone has weird hair in this movie.
Well, the 80s, what do you expect?
But New York in the 80s.
Even better. I keep expecting that hair is going to fly off.
Are we sure that's not the basket case on top of her head?
I don't know. It could be.
Basket case has a beard.
She just left. He's in there alone.
Now I could have the best hair in the room now.
Basket case in my wicker basket. Who has the best hair of them all?
Maybe they should have just titled this movie The Wicker Man.
I mean, it's already taken, but it could be just like The Wicker Basket.
Yeah. They should remake this movie and have Nicolas Cage play this character, and as well as Basket Case.
I was going to say, he should just be Basket Case.
The address book.
Yeah.
I think we're about to see Basket Case very soon. I know that's not his name, but that's what I just call him throughout the whole movie.
Well, yeah, it's just easier because he lives in a basket.
And he's a case. I like how it's like he lets Basket Case out of the basket. And the weird thing is the camera almost looks like it's going from his point of view, even though it's not from his point of view.
It's too tall.
That didn't look rubbery at all.
It's kind of like, bruh, I need you to get all this shit for me. I'll stand here and I'll be your legs, but you get to do all the heavy lifting.
All right, who's here to steal my glasses? Slowly walk down... There, don't look like you're drunk. There better not be any basket case monsters in here.
His mustache doesn't even look real.
It's probably like glued on. I also like how Basket Case, even though he's like a small little guy, he's got a massive amount of strength.
Somehow.
He can do anything.
Yeah, because he's a Basket Case.
He's only got one little hand. Oh, it's a good thing I put all these pile of shit everywhere to block the door.
Doing.
Oh my gosh, someone turned out the light, but yet it's still lit in this room.
Different set of lights. Don't like paying, I just like to pay a lot of money for my power bills.
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
That's a basket case.
Are you sure it's not a tumor?
It probably is. It's probably Donald Trump.
And that thing can cause so much damage.
I'm gonna pull out all your guts.
Oh, he's a go-gurt. You know, you rip their heads off and suck their guts out.
It's Krang from the Ninja Turtles' uglier brother.
This movie was the real inspiration for The Mandalorian. Think about it. You got Mando carrying around a little guy with powers that can literally, like, do anything.
Yeah, but see, where The Mandalorian has the creatures, the cutest thing ever, right? This one, yeah, this is questionable.
It looks like something that Donald Trump might have shit out yesterday morning.
Ew.
Excuse me while I throw up.
Actually, it might be one of his children.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
I think we can all agree it's Trump Jr.
Well, one of them. All they wanted was the Rolodex. I mean, they could have just arc-popped it for the Rolodex. Meanwhile, back at Hotel Brothel, I mean Brosalyn.
Hotel Brothel.
Ah, okay, we're going to take you out of the basket and into the cardboard box. And the movie will now be known as Cardboard Box Case.
Cardboard Box Case.
Here, have a wiener.
I'll be back again. Just got to deal with the dog. Sorry.
Wieners everywhere.
But wait, wouldn't that thing be full from, you know, ripping the doctor apart?
I don't look till I'm ready.
Ah, but not if he ate him.
Why you need to come with me today. I'm just going to Kate's cutter's apartment. I gotta find out if she's home or when she'll be back.
Now I'm just thinking of, like, since he's only, like, a head with little hands, like, and doesn't have, you know, a torso or legs or other parts of the body and all that.
Yeah, so how is he digesting all this shit? And then, where does it come out?
Exactly. He probably froze it up.
Got on 14th Street. Even has the guarantee.
Back when TVs only cost 10 cents.
I also got your paper.
When we're in black and white and, you know, you needed the aerial in the air to... It's not even set right, mate.
No, I'm like, what a dick. He didn't even set the... Brother. Oh, and he has to do it himself.
Oh, he fucking broke it.
He broke the knob. Well, I can't watch TV. I might as well go on a killing spree instead.
Just kill the peeping Tom from earlier.
Exactly. It's like skipping because he doesn't have to hang out with his brother for a while.
Oh, yes.
I think we could all relate that with some family member in our lives.
Yeah.
Now he's going to go. Let's just go to the Statue of Liberty. Because that doesn't take a few hours to get there. Or at least an hour or two.
No. Were you all fucking idiot that decided to wear high heel shoes and go on a date? Where are you going to be walking around?
I think they're just attracted to each other because of their hair.
Yeah. The hair game is strong.
It's probably the hair that's actually like giving out pheromones and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously, their hair combined takes up at least 90% of the screen right now.
Oh, absolutely. You did? Like, Dwayne. They'd be drag queen style hair.
And I like how they've only known each other for, like, maybe 12 hours and they're practically being one.
Yes.
Because this reflects real life always.
Yeah. I'm a dying breed of I stay alone. Yeah. That's Benzo. Just contort myself. Hold on, let me just jump down your throat.
Yeah, I got French kissy right away. I honestly think it's their hairs that's making out right now.
Yeah.
Ah! Damn it, Game of Thrones isn't on. And neighbors, what we do in the shadows, what am I to watch? the weird hair continues.
Oh, this is a weird bitch from across the hall. How much blush do you need, darling? Your eyeshadow.
The stop motion. That's
I
hilarious.
I hate it here. Jesus. Okay.
Why, Lisa? Why? He is. He's having a total Tommy Wiseau style breakdown right now. You betrayed me. I'm fed up with this world. Well, I can't have a TV. I might as well read instead. Damn it, it's not the literature I want.
I thought it was Nudie Mag.
You know, they're supposed to be inconspicuous, and like, literally everyone in the whole building knows what's practically going on right now.
Yeah, it just means the walls are very, very thin.
I think Basket Case is just upset because he doesn't have hair like everyone else in the movie. Now listen to me, I'm Bob Hoskins, I know what I'm talking about! I think some kind of weird puppet might have came in here and wrecked the place. My gosh, these people in this building.
I just want to know everything.
It's not only that, it's like they look just weird. Like every single one of them looks weirder than the next.
It's super fucking seedy. Oh, look. Oh. Josh.
All the money.
Take the Josh.
And there's old man Eminem in the crowd.
Did he take the dosh? I bet he did.
Well, if he takes the money, that's probably a bad idea.
He's going to wait till everyone goes, and then he's going to take it.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Come on, break it up. Nothing here. Let's go. Break it up. I know. We're from New York. What are y'all talking about?
Hey, there's nothing to see here. Walk on.
This dude looks like he's had, like, a massive blow dry on his head. Why should anybody tell me anything? Hey, that buddy is mine.
Oh, the Basket Case is going to have fun with you, you dick cheese.
You know, I don't think I've ever picked a lock.
I've never done it.
I know some people say it's actually pretty easy to do, but I mean, I've tried. I mean, like, you know, just to practice on my own doors and all that, but I've never could actually do it. Like, either with a paper clip, like that guy just used, or, like, with a card.
Yeah.
All this money is mine. I like how the money, like, out of all the mess, is still in its own pile. Like, it's not thrown around anywhere. There's got to be some more money around here. Need to pay these hookers somehow. Big mistake. Huge.
Have fun, dickhead. Well, he's a part of him, so he knows.
Yeah, because since they were basically conjoined twins.
Yeah.
These monster effects. He's not even cutting him up, he's just smearing blood all over his face.
Rubbing his face, giving him a nice massage.
Exactly. This is that new blood massage that they've been talking about doing. Dwayne, that's the wrong way! You're heading out to the ocean!
Oh,
See, this is what happens when you snoop in someone's room and try to steal their money.
Sorry about that. Look at
that. What a perv. Got boobies all over the place.
He looks way better than he did before. Who's screaming? I like how we're like 40 minutes into this movie and we still have not had an ad break.
Well, don't say anything yet.
Yeah, that's true. I probably said it now, then 2 seconds later.
Then we'll
later.
Get like a 30-minute ad break.
Exactly. Knock on wood that we don't. And if we do, it'll probably be either like a menu.
What is up with these glasses?
They're amazing. What do you mean?
That's Elton John. Oh, wait, that's not him. Everyone's got weird hair in this movie.
You heard what they said. He killed Donovan. I don't want him killing you.
I don't want to kill you, but I will hurt you right now.
I will throw you out the door.
Dude, put some pants on.
Great crime scene, guys.
He doesn't even know where his room is.
Hold on a minute.
No.
You live here?
Yes.
What's your name?
Dwayne Bradley.
How long have you
Do you like my moustache?
Do you have any
fit? Very...
It is a good moustache.
No, nothing
like
it.
Indeed.
Well, one of your neighbors, Mr. Brian Mickey O'Donovan, was murdered a few hours ago. And we're just
I want to find out who murdered him, and then after this one, we go to no. Samurai Cop.
Yes. But it's like, bruh, I just ran here. I just got here, son.
Wayne, right before the murder, some of the tenants claimed to have heard noises coming from this room. Like someone on a rampage.
I think it was the cockroaches.
No, I don't know. I was out.
I like just random people just coming in.
No, he was the geezer that was with him.
We went out for
taking,
burgers,
Yeah, he's the...
Payment.
What a,
me, just me.
Yeah, I'm the fellow detective,
no
too.
No phones or anything. No.
I like how this is a motel, like,
what's
basically, like, no pets are allowed, but yet this is like a shithole.
Nothing?
Hey, boo-boo, we got a picnic basket.
Wait, where are you from? upstate? Glenn
I don't know,
upstate.
Yogi. Sir, I found a 6-foot cockroach in here.
Do you have money lying around like that?
Yeah, I do. Because I want everyone to be jealous of all the money I have.
Out all day? Around 9? Alone or with someone?
Back in the day, we didn't have wallets. We just rolled all of our money up in like a figure that just left it everywhere.
Yeah, because who needs money?
How long are you going to be
money's
staying?
Not important.
2 days.
Because everything was
25
cents.
Would that be
all right? Sure. Well,
that's
everybody
right.
Had lots of monies.
We're going to look around, and then after this, we're going to ask Bob Hoskins to be in Framed Roger
much.
Rabbit.
Listen, if you think of anything that may help us, I'd appreciate you getting in touch with us.
Okay, sure.
Oh, my God, this movie.
I also work as an exotic dancer at night, so the number works for both.
Get a brother up, fam.
Dad, and my cardboard box is a mess.
Where's
Other
my giant
you...
booger? Oh, there he is.
It's not a ghoulie, it's just basket cake.
Are you crazy? You could have been arrested.
He was doing this before the ghoulie.
No, you can't blame this on me. I didn't know he'd break in. What? Wait a minute.
Are you pissing?
All right. Okay, yes, I was with a girl. Yes, the receptionist.
And yes, she does have big hair.
It's your fault, you lied.
His hair cushioned his slide down the wall door.
We didn't do anything, she just showed me around, that's all. I'm not deserting you.
And we compared hairstyles.
Time for myself. Look.
Aww. Little toilet basket case.
We should buy one of those for a toilet.
Wait a minute.
I think it should be.
Let me finish.
toilet basket case.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, yeah, I think we need to write to Pop, Pop Funko and then ask him, can we have a basket case, Pop?
But he has to be on the toilet with the ghoulies ones.
Yes. We'll be the only ones who buy them.
Yes.
Oh, he's creating him like a baby.
It's because he is a baby.
Meanwhile, in some underground discotheque. Wow, the fashion in this nightclub is amazing. That dude's just like wearing a lumberjack shirt.
Pub? That looks more like a pub.
I don't know what this is.
It's like a mixed match of everyone in New York in the bar.
Pretty much.
And this lady here looks like she's dressed up from the 1920s. And he brings his freaking wicker basket to the club too.
I didn't even drink.
That's obvious. You're not still upset about this afternoon, are you?
That isn't half of it. I'm so messed up about a lot of things. And now this
my hair is way bushier than normal.
His hair is like 70s bush.
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it out loud. I don't know who he reminds me of. He reminds me a bit of Timothy Hutton with huge hair. What the kind of pinball machine is that?
I don't know.
They're just laughing while some dude is probably dead next to him with that blue cap on his head.
No, a letter store. I saw mail.
You're a mailman?
A male and a man.
Product placement. Budweiser.
We're pretending to be drunk. What do you think of the dude with the blue cap next to us?
My brother.
Your brother!
His name's Donald and he's going to be president one day. You can't say Siamese twins anymore, it's conjoined twins.
Yeah, not medically correct.
Well, hillbillies want to be known as the sons of the soil, but it ain't gonna happen.
No. Proud boys.
Our mother died giving birth to us. He was attached to my right side. They wouldn't let us go to school or anything.
This is all funny. Everybody died except us. Secret.
Everybody hated us except our aunt. He likes dark. He doesn't like to be seen. Not even by me sometimes. And you know what else? He talks to me.
Basket Gase is probably thinking, shut the fuck up, dude.
Sometimes he talks fuck for you, hours, you so dick. No one asked for your life story.
I think if I'm just sitting there talking to someone and they basically went into this entire about the terrible things that happened in their life and their family, I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to slowly back away right now.
They didn't want him to live. But he fooled him. He didn't die. He just got.
But they're drinking Budweiser.
Yes, product placement.
You knew what it was like. Dwayne and I kept.
Even back in 1982, they were doing product placement.
Both of us so messed up. I don't know which one of us is worse.
Dwayne?
You pulling my leg, son?
I know he's a lump that. A lumpy tumor looking thing, but still, I might be the worst one.
How could you let it be born? Why didn't you kill it before it killed her?
This is how everyone reacted when Donald Trump was born.
After they tell me my child is a twisted lump of flesh, then she tells me I need two names for it. One for the child and one for the monster. As if I had two sons instead of one freak. It killed its own mother! You want a name for it?
Okay.
There are two of them.
Boys. Yes, of course.
Even her hair is huge.
They're upset.
I know. What the hell? And just how long have you
actually tutored this? This movie should have just been called Basket Case. It should have been called Battle of the Hair.
Battle of the Hair.
It's hair. This movie is hair-raising fun. Now stand very close to me. They're totally not social distancing right now. Now you do understand. These two look like Karens. Can't they? Couldn't they have an operation? It's not that simple.
That came out of a woman?
Oh my gosh, he's handsome. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know this movie was very, very a micro-budget production, but still, that monster, the basket case monster design is pretty shit.
Like, what the fuck?
And I like how he looks different every time we see him, like depending on what puppet they use. Bullshit, second thoughts. I've had 12 years of Dr. Second Thoughts. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, you'd sure as hell know if it were your own son we were talking about. Okay, this flashback has been going on for way too long.
Yeah. It's better off dead. What kind of life
would it have the way it is? We're talking about. Why didn't they kill it in the first place?
Or attempted to. All I want is
Dwayne to be normal. It's too well, what is up with her hair?
So these are all the doctors the basket case is going after.
Yeah. I don't know who you are or where Lifflander found you, and I don't care. Ned Flanders. Adio, neighbor. Did she wear the same outfit the last time we saw her?
No.
It looks like it, or at least it's the same color.
Same color, yeah.
No, I'm Nicolas Cage. Help, help, stop fighting, goddamn. No, don't take this puppet off me.
It's my friend.
They only just wanted it off him because they know it's a shitty puppet.
So they couldn't bother taking them to an actual hospital. They're going to do it in their dining room.
Now, this is some Dexter-type shit going on here.
Jesus Christ. Hold his arm. No,
help! God, no! God damn it, help! Which arms? We got four here. We got this guy's arms and this little dude's arms. I'm Nicolas Cage. I'm in a rage.
This is the worst surgery I've ever seen.
Exactly.
You watched Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, bleh. And he died. That's the end of the movie. Oh, wait, it isn't. I like how Basket Case doesn't even have a middle finger on that hand. How's he going to flip him off? The score sounds amazing, too. It sounds like somebody's just hitting an accordion.
I thought they knocked it out.
Yeah, at least knock the dude out first before you operate. I'm pretty sure there's no sucking...
Amateur hour.
There's no sucking mechanism or anything that does to suck the blood so it's not everywhere.
The suction.
Jesus Christ. Malpractice. Fired a lot of them.
It's just laughing gas. Well, once we can cut the basket case off of Dwayne, we can have him Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Love it.
I'm pretty sure if you had a conjoined twin, they would have to sort of be careful about which body, like, organs are still attached to the other twin.
Yeah.
They would literally do, like, a series of, like, x-rays, CT scans, MRI.
Yeah, it would take so much crap.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pretty sure he wouldn't just peel off that easily, too.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Basker Case's name is Belial. I'm
coming. What the fuck?
What a weird name. I'm just still going to call him Basker Case.
I'm Wang.
I'm Nick Cage and I'm a Basker Case.
Fucking right. What a name.
This music sounds like something from 90s techno.
Pretty sure the subtitles on this spelled the name wrong. It's Belial, but it's not spelled that way. Why do I know this? I don't fucking know.
This is the second time you've watched the movie today that it had wrong subtitles, Marcy.
Oh, jeez. Don't get me started. Yeah, it's spelled Belial.
Ah, okay. Not whatever the fuck they're getting.
Yeah.
Now, I know Basket Case was trash, but this is ridiculous.
You'd want to at least make sure it was fucking dead before you threw it out.
So, you know when Dwayne checked into the hotel?
Yeah.
And he takes out that wad of cash that they find later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the director, that was the actual money of the budget.
Wow. And they just left it lying around on set.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
It is a large wad of cash, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone's GoFundMe. Before GoFundMe was a thing.
All right, who's been soaring down here?
So they use a handsaw and then an electrical one. Make up your mind. What tool are you using?
As long as it saws, it doesn't matter.
It's 2:00 in the morning, kids. What the fuck? I'm needing the blue bloody sleep.
Turn off that damn saw or my hair isn't going to get enough sleep tonight.
Oh no, it's Jigsaw. Do you want to play a game?
Dwayne, you're not making some kind of trap that might...
You down there, you better answer me.
Nah. Don't wanna.
Yes, go down to the basement and not when nobody answers you. Nothing going wrong down here. Dwayne, why does our basement look like the underground tunnels of a subway?
An abandoned one at that?
Mm. I know this is a horror movie, but it's a bit hard to take the horror part of this movie seriously when your creature looks like that.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
I'll just keep walking around so the audience can see without my shirt. How big is this fucking basement?
How big is this fucking house?
This is a fucking subterranean world down here.
How did that hurt you? You stood on it laying flat. If it was upright, that's when you'd be feeling it.
Yes.
Okay then.
Well, that's an elaborate way of creating something to kill a dude.
Just slightly. Oh, okay.
Oh, he's cut in half!
Talk about splitting up. Sorry, that was awful.
He split the two brothers up, and now he's split too.
Find no evidence of who killed your father, nor do they have any idea what killed him. Dr. Lifflander said that he performed an emergency operation on your brother.
The doctors were able to put your dad back together. He's going to be fine.
I'm not going to ask you
you what really happened. I know that you and your brother have gone through hell.
Do you like my moo-moo?
Everyone thinks Belial is dead now, and we'll let them safer that way. But I'm here now to take care of you. Both of you.
As long as you don't try to kill me. Fucking head.
Yo, that looks Art like he has like one hand.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know he's got two hands. Yeah, he's got two hands, but it looks... Maybe one hand's the only one that works.
I don't fucking know.
Or it's just easier to hold with, like, one arm out.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Well, so, let's be real here. He's little enough to do that.
I know, but it's weird. Well, after that story, she died. She'd rather be dead than look after a guy and a weird puppet hair. Monster. Exactly.
Beautiful hair.
Man, me and my basket are so drunk right now. Hey, Basket, you're drunk. No, I'm drunk.
Things get a little bit weird about right about now.
And they have it already.
Well,
there'll be more weird.
Yeah, you're going home first.
You first.
Oh, all right.
I'm a gentle person. You go home, lady.
Yeah, I know. Give me a key. I can do it myself.
Are you sure?
I can put a key in a lock.
I'm really okay.
Yeah.
He's really fine.
I'm not as think as you drunk sure. I am.
100%. Just tell me, does my hair look like it's... look like a fur ball on top of my head?
Does my hair still have the voluminous volume that I remember putting in this morning? I'm just gonna fall asleep right there.
Well, how he's reacting now is the only way you should be watching Basket.
Hmm? Well,
the way the way he's acting really drunk now is the only way you should be when you watch a movie called Basket Case.
Absolutely.
Maybe I shouldn't take his big, large cash. Well, I only slept for 2 seconds and I'm fine. Now, don't look in there. All my dirty socks are in there.
Jesus, holy jeans or what?
Yeah, sleeping in jeans is not the most comfortable thing.
No, not at all.
Not.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to take a peek in your basket.
Now, lady, you haven't been looking in my basket.
No, only talking with half her face. I've no idea what you mean. Vicious empty!
Maybe Basket Case is just a psychological thing in his mind that he's created that's not actually there.
Or it's a weird magic trick.
Exactly.
Abracadabra.
I like how she's just wearing a bra. It's all, like, glittery.
I think they're called bustiers when they're like that.
Hmm.
Well, I think Basket Case probably got out the basket when he was in the hallway and her door was already unlocked.
That is true.
To go with her smiley face cup, her smiley face alarm clock.
She might be obsessed with smiley face. She really has smiley face stuff everywhere.
Yep.
Who is she, the comedian?
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was.
Ugh, time to take up this bustier.
Keeping my boots up to my heels. Another clock with smiley face.
But if we look closely at the shampoos, there's probably a smiley face. Oh, she's wearing a smiley face shirt!
It's the only way to keep me happy.
Put a smile on your face.
I hope she doesn't have a smiley face shaved into her thing.
That would be funny. Oh no, but I need to sleep on my panties too.
And on my wet towels.
I'm surprised her pillowcases don't have smiley faces on them.
I know.
How disappointing.
Ow.
Hey, baby. I see you like smiley faces. I'll give you a smile.
Ew. I really hope there was never a basket case game.
I hope not either. Oh my god, she was the best sex I've ever had. He only had his hands in his mouth.
Oh my god, shut up.
There's so many smiley faces in my room, I can't take it. All right, we'll do something about the cockroach place. I just want to know the lives of all these people living in this building. They could make a mini-series.
Documentary style.
Yes. I am convinced the building manager is Bob Hoskins, who secretly made this movie early in his career. Oh my gosh, there's a breeze coming in through the window!
No, I was looking at the smiley faces.
Or I'll put the rent up higher.
What are you, my dad?
Actually, I am your dad. You're all my kids. Get back to your...
Get back to your room. Nothing to see here. Move on.
I got laid.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's got her panties. So I think we've pretty much confirmed now that Basket Case is perv.
I'm pretty sure he's expecting in film 3. I haven't seen the sequels, but it's got like a pram on the cover of the third one, so...
Oh, wow. Basket Case's baby.
Well, if Chucky and Tiffany can have a baby...
And since those movies came out in the early 90s, he was first before any of those movies. Oh, man, I dreamt I had spent the bed with my jeans. Oh, shit, I did go to sleep with my jeans on. And his shoes, too.
What?
Can I go kill the
doctor? Ew. I don't want to know. Dr. Jay Cutter, veterinarian.
An animal doctor.
She performed the surgery? What?
Oh, jeez, I'm about to have flashbacks to, the Tommyknockers.
I was going to say the Tommyknockers. Where they had the weirdest pet in that veterinary.
Yep.
What the hell?
Look how the pictures have dogs in them. Oh, hi, doggies.
So, tell
tell me about your cat. You said on the phone he's badly cut.
Yes, on his side.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't look like a cat, for starters.
Yeah, we're going to kill her with a bunch of people still
just
there.
Just put him there on the table.
She's got incest in the doctor's office.
God. Did you say incense or incest? Because I'm confused.
Incense. Sorry.
It sounded like he said incest.
It did.
I didn't say the teapot.
Sure.
Operated on him upstate unsuccessfully.
It's late at night. Leave me alone.
Do you know him?
Yes, I see. I'm beginning to understand now.
You're not, she's not even looking at his eyeline.
We separated. What a pleasant surprise after all these years. You seem to have gone to a great deal of trouble.
She has not blinked at all in this entire scene.
It is very creepy.
Oh, she has now.
Thank you.
Well.
But even when she's not, like, blinking, her eyes are, like, really wide.
Oh, dear. Hostility.
It's like your brother, the puppet. Or I might go take you to dinner instead.
What's in the basket? What, you that dumb?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Oh my god.
Make love to me.
Ew.
Oh, it's only made out of rubber, just throw it. You ate something wrong. I'm trying to make you throw up.
This is just A-grade acting right here.
She should get an Oscar. Can you imagine, like, coming to work every day and thinking, like, I have to work opposite that? I'll be both the actress and the puppet. Hold still, I'm trying to fix your neck.
Basket case, chiropractor.
I want to see that movie now. Played by Nicolas Cage.
Didn't take him this long to kill everybody else.
He did the actual cutting, though, so... Of course it'd be longer.
Ah, there are twin nurses in this movie.
I was thinking if they were.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, they're twins.
Oh, jeez.
Pinhead. The early years. No, technically she can't be dead. It's only, like, slightly stabbed into her face. Multiple times. All these, like, cutaways.
It's basket case. So I found out her hair is actually a wig.
Is it really?
Yep, she was bald at the time.
Interesting. Now, if you said that about everyone else in this movie, I would actually.
It was just her, because apparently she was in a punk band when she made this. It's so awful.
Actually, yeah, now that you see, I can definitely see, like, how weird it does look. Killing him? I'm a
wreck. She's a wreck.
I
don't want to be
alone. I want to be with you in your basket. I want to be with you,
Dwayne. She's not even for, like, a minute.
I know. Like, all this has been happening in, like, 3 days. I don't know why. Especially after the way you acted yesterday, but I know what you did was weird and off-putting and crazy, but I love you.
Please don't cry. It's all right, really. Come on. Come on upstairs.
I promise my puppet brother won't kill you. Much. Okay, maybe more. All right, he will, but still.
What do you mean to identify the body? Until they saw how bad I was taking it. I don't understand why I'm this upset. I just am.
And I don't know why I've been thinking.
Well, it means I can't get paid anymore.
That's all I did. I've been thinking of you all day.
In your hair.
Oh, God.
Because it's natural. Well, mine's a wig. Their hair takes up most of the screen. Stop French kissing, it's weird.
Nah, he just wants to eat her face. What do you mean?
You can see the tongues. Ew. You're supposed to be acting, not really kissing.
Beat, have you ever seen a porno? Because there's a lot worse than that in there.
Well, that is true, but still, is this weird and awkward watching actual French kissing? I mean, I like French kissing, don't get me wrong, but I don't like looking at it.
Or the way they're doing it.
I like to. I just like to watch you guys. This is where Tommy Wiseau got inspired for the Room sex scenes.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously, how does the puppet look different in every single shot? They must have multiple puppets, but it's like they didn't use the same mold.
Fuck!
Take my bed. Oh, my bed sheet needs to be clean. Can you do it for me?
Dwayne, open up! What's happening in there?
I know I wanted to leave, but I want to get back in there now. I will have a threesome with you and your brother.
Go away!
I said it before, and I'll say it again. I think Bastard Case is only upset because doesn't have hair like them. I mean, I would too. I mean, as a guy who's, like, fitting out, I am jealous of people with big hair.
Yeah, but if he had hair, you probably wouldn't want it to look like this dude.
Well, definitely not. Even back in the 80s, I wouldn't want it to look like this.
The only person who can pull off that hair is William Catt.
Exactly. They should have cast him in this movie. His hair is majestic.
It is.
The Rock Johnson!
Everyone can hear you, piss bitch. Shut up.
Shut up, bitch. As Dwayne Johnson would used to say.
No, he'll probably ask, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yes.
Or one of his weird taglines or catchphrases.
They need to stop fading the black because it looks like the movie's about that.
Yeah, it looks like it's about to end and, you know, getting our hopes up, like, is it over yet?
No, sadly, it's not over.
I find it really creepy that the bedpost is, like, literally where his crotch is. It looks like he's got a wooden penis.
Oh, God. Of course you'd say that. Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
And his eyes can glow in the dark now.
What is he doing?
I want your hair.
Give me your finger.
Ew.
I need to replace mine.
I'm very upset at the moment that we've had no ads with And you log or DoorDash. I'm deeply upset.
Maybe they don't need to pay for this movie with ads because it's so shit.
Exactly.
Yes. Although it's a lot more entertaining than Vampire's Kiss.
But if this movie doesn't have Nick Cage, though. I'm Nick Cage and I'm going to sound like my dad.
I think that's a fucking lie.
Memory all alone in the mood. They should make a Basket Case musical.
Jesus.
Why are his eyes glowing?
I don't know. All right, I'm free!
I'm fed up with this cruel world.
No. Okay, then.
No. Don't recast me with William Cat. No! I know his hair is beautiful, but mine's good, too.
I promise.
What is this? Somebody is tricking down the street. And it's the main character.
And we saw his tackle.
Yep. I think this may be the first time we've ever done a comic.
Say that again. You cut off.
Sorry, I was saying, like, this might be the first time that, watching one of our commentaries, somebody's dick was actually shown in the movie.
Body positivity and equality.
Well, I mean, we did have Donald Trump show up in Home Alone 2, but that's a different type of dick.
That is true. Mate, I think it's a bit cold.
Just a bit nippy.
Maybe got paid a lot with that sort of roll of cash that the movie's budget was on.
It's like, I bet you this money that you won't run down the street naked.
Exactly.
He got paid 25 cents for that.
Wake up, it's time for us to do the forbidden dance.
Oh god.
The Lambada?
Exactly.
Hello, beautiful lady. I'll take your wig off now.
Wow, your legs are so smooth. What cream do you use?
Nivea.
Yeah, I think they need to remake this movie and have Nicolas Cage's basket case.
Boobs.
Boopy snoot.
Oh, God.
Well, this is the first time we get to touch a boob.
Yeah, okay, but she's asleep, and that's not okay.
It definitely is not okay. We're not condoning this, just for our listeners to know.
Consent is everything.
Exactly. Oh, wait, that's not a wig. That's actually her...
What?
That's not a wig. That's her underarm hair there. I don't like the fact that the camera's going in and out. And out.
But is he dreaming? Is it real?
He's sweaty, so it must be a wet dream.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my gosh. That puppet escaped. Jeez. Hold up. Shut up. I'm not done yet.
Oh, no.
I apologize for that joke. I'm totally going to be cancelled now.
Yeah, that's the nasty.
Just to let our viewers know, puppet sex is wrong.
Unless it's, oh, what's that movie with Melissa McCarthy? The Happy Time Murders.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, and Team America. That's funny.
Yes, I think only in Team America it should be allowed.
Someone tell Basket Case that's not how you...
He doesn't even have a dick.
That we know of. What did he do exactly?
Ew.
I have no idea. I'm kind of afraid to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know myself. I'm too scared.
She's still breathing.
With these weird paws.
Did he, like, bite her and try to hump it? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I'm scared.
She was breathing.
She was pure. She wasn't gonna do. Why her?
You know, the funny thing is, this isn't only the fourth.
You cut off again.
Sorry, I said this is like only the fourth weirdest thing I've seen tonight.
No! God damn it! Damn you to hell! Is this what I have to worry about every time I find a girl I like?
You're tearing me apart, basket case.
I'll
just open up the basket and put your hands on him. I know she was still breathing, but still. Whoa!
What the fuck?
That's like, he just grabbed him by the crotch and lifted him up in the air.
This isn't Tummy and the T-Rex.
Although they could be set in the same universe.
That is true.
Balls, you idiot! Whoa!
And that's the end of Basket Case.
Ah, let go of my throat! Oh my gosh, there's a dude up there. We should get paid to watch this.
Oh,
it looks
no.
Like it looks like a rubber monster and a dude hanging from the bracket.
Where did all these people come from? The street was quiet.
It's New York. There's people everywhere. What are you talking about? My hair is slowly dying. Ugh.
It's still better than yours.
It's okay, there's two sequels.
Now I'm curious about how they survived that.
They just survived. I think that's all they explain.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this glasses.
Well, it truly was beauty that killed the beast.
Oh my god.
So, who's gonna call the ambulance? What a downer of an ending to have for a movie to be called Basket Case.
What a weird, bloody movie.
Let's just keep walking around. Keep walking around. Something.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Basket Case.
Yes, that was Basket Case.
That's me, right? And starting in 15 seconds is the best horror movies you've never seen.
It's got some pretty shit movies on there, though.
Most of which we've all seen.
Yeah, that's how I know they're crap.
Well, so, that was the...
that was Basket Case.
Basket Case.
Jesus.
Now, Haley, having watched Basket Case for the very first time,
oh my god.
For this episode of Tubi Tuesdays, what did you think of the movie?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It was something.
Basket Case is.
We watched.
Is a movie.
There.
It was a movie.
It was a movie. Barely.
Called Basket Case.
It was barely a movie.
They should have just called it Basket Hair.
Basket Hair.
I'm surprised.
Or the thing that lived on the side of me.
Actually, I think I figured out why. I haven't watched the sequels yet, but I'm assuming they survived mainly because that guy's hair cushioned the fall.
It might actually be the case.
But I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. I know we had a lot of fun recording it.
Inappropriate jokes aside.
Exactly, but you know that's to be expected. And if people want to cancel us, you're more than welcome to. Most likely me. So send all your hate mail to me. But Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
People can find me really trying hard to catch up on my 31 Days of Horror. aside from that, you can find me at Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. You can also find our Super Network Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. You can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/supernetwork. You can look up Super Network Group on Facebook as well. And you can subscribe to us at Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork. And you can email us at supernetworksm@gmail.com. And you can subscribe to us via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, and Spotify. Bede, how about you?
Awesome. If people want to find me, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeeJamine or my personal writer's page at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And, of course, you can find all mine and Marcy's writings all at supermarcy.com. And also you can check out my column Horror Down Under over at thescreencast.com. And if you're listening to our podcast over at Apple Podcasts, definitely leave us a rating and review because with those, that gives our podcast more exposure. And as well, we're about 5 patrons away of hitting our very first goal on Patreon, and which will be a Patreon exclusive video of me reciting Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven while where I'm wearing a Nicolas Cage jumpsuit while doing my best Nick Cage impersonation. So if you want to see that video happen, subscribe to our Patreon. And Hayley, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Around. I don't know what my handles are. I don't pay attention to that shit.
Don't worry.
Just because I'm here, you don't have to support me. I'm not that important. I'm just here for the laughs.
No, don't worry. You are important to us.
But yo, no, subscribe to Patreon, man. We want to see Beard recite The Raven.
Exactly.
His Nick Cage get up as Nick Cage. Do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do it now.
Do it. Do it. I mean, sorry. Do
That's
it.
Jeez.
Definitely. So once again, thank you to all our listeners for listening to this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We'll be back next time with Mike Batchelor's pick, and hopefully he'll join us for that one as well. And we'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.